This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. We're talking Topps baseball cards and the MLB Network on this edition. MLB Network in Secaucus hosted the launch of the 2017 Topps Baseball Card Series earlier this month. Through a partnership with the network, Topps has produced a fun series of cards featuring several MLB Network personalities and analysts, including broadcaster and studio host Greg Amsinger, who was thrilled to be included in the new set.
As a kid growing up in St. Louis, idolizing Ozzie Smith, even Jack Buck was my favorite broadcaster. I don't think Jack Buck got a Topps baseball card, and he's the greatest broadcaster ever to me. So when I found out I got my own Topps baseball card, I was blown away. And this is a genuine reaction. If you go to my office, which is behind Studio 42, I have stacks of baseball cards. I am a baseball card nerd, and I'm proud to say I am. I never thought something like this would happen for a broadcaster, but I got my buddy Mark Devers, a director of our shows, who's telling me that, you know, a signed Greg Amsinger card got $200 on eBay. And I'm like, what? What? So it's a great honor. When I found out they were going to do this for the MLB Network talent, I was blown away by it. But, you know, Topps is a great company. I've worked with them before. They kind of understand what baseball fans care about. And if they think they care about us to do this, it means the world to me.
So describe your card to our listeners.
Well, I didn't pick the photo, but I was pleasantly surprised with the end result. A, it was a good hair day, which anybody that watches me on MLB Network know I care about that. And the tie pocket square combo was working. It was a purple number. So I was really worried it was going to be a little too loud. I didn't know which suit they picked. But it was, you know, look, it's hard to find action poses of TV personalities when we're in studios. But they did an amazing job. So when I saw the photo, I look as tall as I really am. I get that all the time. People meet me and they're like, Greg Amsinger, wow, you're tall. That's because they drop my chair because I'm sitting next to 5'9" Harold Reynolds every show. So they boost him up to look bigger. But you know, it shows my size. It shows me smiling. And I smile every minute of the day here. It's a great place to work. And I'm glad that kind of captures my emotion in the card.
So if there was the opportunity for you to trade your own card that, let's say, is valued at whatever you want it to be, and you could trade it for any card that was ever made by Topps,
whoa,
what card might that be?
Any card ever made by Topps?
And it's a fair trade, because now that you're in the system, everybody wants it.
Everybody. All right, I'm gonna stay away from all the old-time cards that are worth just ridiculous amounts of money. That's like a different level of collection. I am proud to say I own 3 Ozzie Smith rookie cards, and those are in cases. You cannot bend them. They mean the world to me.
Leading off from the St. Louis Cardinals, shortstop Ozzie Smith.
He was my favorite player growing up. I call him a friend now. So I want to add to my collection. That's really, honestly, the only card I'm actively pursuing all the time are Ozzie Smith rookie cards.
Swing and a one-hop shot. Diving play by Ozzie. Long throw, you wouldn't believe it. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game.
I got to tell you that I still collect Topps cards all the time, and I'm putting together binders of Bryce Harper rookies, Mike Trout rookies, Giancarlo Stanton rookies, Clayton Kershaw rookies, just for my 6-year-old son to have. And he doesn't even know yet. These binders are in my office. I continuously add to them. They're on lockdown. But as I open up cards, I try to add to that. And the next great stars, I have a Buster Posey binder. You just don't know. You don't know if these guys will be Hall of Famers. So, yeah, Ozzie's my guy. It's a sentimental thing for me because he just made me fall in love with the game. Go crazy, folks, go crazy. So that card is the one that I would trade a Greg Amsinger card for.
And as far as your son now, have you got him opening packs yet or anything like that?
Oh, of course, yes. He doesn't really understand why Daddy stares at the card as long as he does, or smells the card as long as he does. He thinks that there's something wrong with me. Eventually, he'll catch on. And I hope he's not alone. An event like this, we need kids realizing that a baseball card isn't something you just flip off of a screen and it goes away. You physically hold it. The physicality of the card shows how much you care about the player or the team that player plays for. by making sure it's in good condition. Like there's something about baseball cards that's missed in today's day and age of just flipping to from one app to the next on your phone. Kids need to slow down and enjoy this physical piece of art that Topps makes for us. They need to do that.
And of course, Topps makes digital too, and people are into that. But one last question, because I know other people want to talk to you, is that's how I remember the lineups. That's how I remembered through the years that Carlos May played time with the White Sox and LeMay played with the Cincinnati Reds. Today, it's not so much. There's so much changing around. Back when I was collecting a lot, traded, I hated to see that on a card, but now it's every day.
Every day. I'm with you, man. There are certain players that have a special place in my heart just because of the way their card looked. Frank Dipino, remember him, left-hander? He's got a card that makes him look like Lou Ferrigno, and I love that card. Larry Boa, one of my dear friends, I have his rookie card. And listen, he's not in the Hall of Fame. Awesome player, grinder. But that card, he looks so, and I can say this because Larry's a friend, so young and so spry that his pose in it is awesome. It's a walk back through history, and we're always into the now and into the next, and Topps does a good job of that. But just open up a pack of the 2017 series the other day in my office. They've got throwback cards, and I see an Ellis Burks. And I'm like, Ellis Burks was the man. I start thinking to myself, like, yeah, I remember he got traded to the Rockies. They put some crazy numbers at Coors Field. Like, it just, these players just quickly get forgotten. But Ellis Burks, who's not going to be in Cooperstown, who's not on MLB Network, is somewhere living his life. That baseball card made me talk about Ellis Burks to my friends again. And there's something to that. I'm sorry, but you can't go to a website and put in baseball reference. You can't just go Ellis Burks and type him in. That usually doesn't happen. A baseball card forces you to remember these guys. They never get forgotten.
And working next to these greats, that seems like it hasn't broken down the barrier for you. You still can be the professional when the camera's on. Be a fan or a friend off the camera.
Yeah, well, what you see is what you get, really, and I'm proud of that. Our relationship on camera, which I think has led to a lot of our success on MLB Network, is authentic. We're all friends. It's crazy. Like, they did an amazing vetting process upstairs. Our executives made sure that all the guys get along, that they're all good guys. We laugh every day. But it really is my social life. As depressing as that sounds, coming to work is hanging out with my buddies and talking baseball. And I hope that comes off on camera because it's how it feels when we do it. It's a great process. John Smoltz, unfortunately, I don't have stars in my eyes anymore because he's trying to teach me golf, and he's my daddy on a golf course. Harold Reynolds is one of my best friends in the world. I forget that he led the American League in stolen bases. Dan Plesac is the biggest goofball I know. I forget that he was the Aroldis Chapman of the 80s until I opened up a 1987 Topps card and look at Dan Plesac's numbers in the back. So they're all my friends, and it's a beautiful relationship. Great thing we got going, man.
Continued success on the MLB Network.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Vice President and General Manager of North America Sports and Entertainment at the Topps Company is David Liner. Liner was on hand for the 2017 reveal event. We had a chance to chat.
Another big day for Topps. What was the incentive to have the announcers on the card?
We just thought it'd be a great, fun hook for the collectors to be able to see a lot of the hosts and the faces that they're familiar with here from the network. So we just thought it'd be an interesting, fun little piece to collect, something a little bit different, but something really connected to the sport. And as we try to enhance the product each year and have fun chases for the collectors, we thought this would just be a great piece. And the talent was super excited. I mean, it's everyone's dream to get their own baseball card, let alone be featured in Top Series 1 baseball. It's incredible. So that was really the crux of it. We just thought it'd be a really nice, fun hook for our fans.
When did you start collecting?
I started collecting when I was about 5 years old. So that was in the late 80s. So 1987, actually, we're doing the 30th anniversary of 1987. That was one of my favorite sets with the wood border. And that was right as I was getting into collecting. I have a brother that's 2 years older, so he got a little bit of a jump start on me. I was more 89-ish, and he had some of the, 86, 87, 88 cards. So I've been a collector ever since, collect cards, and I have all sorts of other collections as well. But
what baseball card means the most to you that you have in your collection?
You know, the baseball card, I grew up in Chicago, and I'm a huge Cubs fan. And, in the late 80s, early 90s, and, well, for a good 100 years, the Cubs weren't so good. So as a kid, I somehow, for some reason, gravitated towards Cal Ripken. The Iron Man, tough player, played in the American League, so, you know, separate from my National League Cubs. And I always liked his 1982 Topps Traded. His normal Topps card is actually a three-player card, so I just wanted Cal. And his 1982 Topps Traded, it's you see the field out in the background, this great, you know, you could dream of becoming a player, and Cal, just that toughness, ruggedness, kind of, you know, fun player to watch. That's the card that still sticks out in my head to this day.
I'm a lot older than you, so when I would remember players, I would remember them by how they looked on the card. So I could tell you what Don Kessinger looked like for the Cubs and Ron Santo looked for the Cubs by their cards, because we didn't always see them on TV. You know, so that was my impression. I could tell you the starting lineups of various teams. Not so much now, because they change. But
so often.
When kids, how are kids using cards today? Are they using it in a similar way? And I know Topps Digital is big for you guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think collecting, it's definitely changed even since my time. I mean, even in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, cable TV wasn't as big as it was. I mean, there was no internet. So even for me in the late 80s, early 90s, we did look to see what visiting players looked like and the statistics. We looked to our cards. Today, I think, you know, kids are consuming it differently. I mean, our statistics are old on the back. We've added some new elements. We have the social media, you know, the players' Instagram accounts so they can follow, and different elements that we're bringing to the cards. But inherently, you know, kids and, you know, young boys especially, there's still something fun about that tactile inherent, you know, collecting physical trading cards, putting them in their album, throwing them in their backpack, you know, the value on the playground of having the Chris Bryant card in Chicago, that rookie card. So there's still a lot of similarities, but yeah, we've made some tweaks and some adjustments to the physical format to try to appeal to this generation that, you know, has leaps and bounds ahead of us in technology and ways to consume media and baseball.
Play is Chris Bryant. Towering blast. How far will it go? Off the board. Wow. High deep drive. Way back. Ball game over. Cubs win. Cubs win. Oh, baby, Chris Bryant.
You probably didn't even have to convince the rest of your staff to go with Chris Bryant as the number one card in the set, huh?
No, not at all. This has been a fun year. I'm catching grief left and right. But, I mean, hey, it's the Cubs won the World Series, NL MVP. It doesn't get any better than Chris Bryant. So I was excited to see him as the fans voted him number one. I did submit some votes in that. I don't think I swayed it. But having him on the box, and he's just a great ambassador for the sport of baseball. Huge fan favorite in Chicago, but even for fans outside of Chicago, how can you not root for the guy? He's just super fun to watch, brings a ton of enthusiasm to the game. So we're excited. We signed a long-term deal with him as an exclusive autograph signer for Topps. So, you know, we'll be doing more and more with Chris Bryant. We did an event out in Las Vegas to celebrate our transcendent baseball product in our Topps 65th anniversary in 2016. That was a really fun event. Had Chris out there for about an hour and a half, meeting some kind of super collectors, super fans. So we're looking to do more and more experiential things, and having Chris on our roster is awesome.
Did the Cubs World Series, do you think, that could even, you know, give a boost to the card industry? Because there are so many beloved Cubs fans out there. They came out of the, you know, obviously out of the woodworks when everything was going, but baseball's fun again for a lot of people.
Yeah, we saw that. I mean, the playoff chase was great. Having the Cubs in a big market, you know, 100-year-plus, you know, slump or lack of a World Series title, it brought a lot of fans back in. And baseball in general, not just the Cubs winning the World Series, but baseball's exciting right now. You know, you have a lot of young, entertaining stars. You know, your Mike Trouts and Bryce Harpers, Chris Bryant, of course. But yeah, having the Cubs, it really propelled things and got a lot of fans, you know, back into the sport, back interested. And yeah, we've seen a lot of growth in the business. We saw a ton of growth in 16 versus 2015, and we're hoping to see more growth in 2017.
If you could work it out, if you had enough money or in your position to get any of the Topps cards that were ever created, going back to the old days, is there any one in particular you'd say, if I'm allowed to have it, okay, I'll take it?
You know what it would probably be? I would probably have to go to the 1954 Topps Ernie Banks. Not the most valuable card, obviously, that Topps has created. But, you know, as a Cubs fan, and I've met Ernie, I've met him numerous times throughout his life, and have nothing but great memories of Ernie Banks. Obviously, I never watched him as a player. But that 1954 Topps card, if I could get that in a perfect gem mint 10 condition, I just think that 54 design is iconic. Ernie Banks is still, you know, Mr. Cub. I would love to have that if, you know, I could afford that.
And we're a jazz station. Ernie Banks used to invite people like Monty Irvin to come to the clubs in Chicago to hear great jazz. So Ernie Banks is near and dear when I hear stories about him. And I had a feeling that Ernie might be the one that you would want being such a Cubs fan. Here today, another opportunity to really take advantage of this beautiful set that they have here at MLB Park. Baseball is, you know, is universal now. Do you see that kids and adults from all the other countries are getting just as involved in this?
Yeah, I mean, I think baseball continues to grow globally. This year's going to be fun with the World Baseball Classic coming up in about 6 weeks or so. So we are seeing continued growth in the sport. More players from various countries are being drawn into the sport. Historically, we had seen, you know, some Latin American players coming up from Central and South America. We're seeing more and more players coming in from Asia, from Japan, Korea. And the sport is growing. I mean, players from Australia, the Netherlands is fielding a team in the World Baseball Classic. So I think the sport, it is continuing to grow. Still America's pastime, but around the globe, I think there is increased interest and people are seeing how fun the sport can be.
As an old catcher, thanks for keeping baseball fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
David Liner, Vice President and General Manager of North America Sports and Entertainment at the Topps Company.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Sha-da-da-da.
You're listening to Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. Love that version from Curtis Stigers. We're at the MLB Network Studios in Secaucus, New Jersey, for the launching of the 2017 Topps Baseball Card Series, a series that includes MLB Network analysts and hosts. Topps is expanding its first pitch lineup, which features action shots of celebrity first pitches at ball games. The celebrities featured in this series include Stephen Colbert, William Shatner, Joan Jett, and John Goodman, to name a few. Someone who is no stranger to being on baseball cards is MLB Network analyst Harold Reynolds, who was a guest on Sports Jam back in 2013. Reynolds was featured on many Topps cards during his playing days, spending most of his career as a second baseman with the Seattle Mariners. He also played for the Orioles and Angels. As a two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove winner, and 1987 American League stolen base leader, you would think being put on another Topps card wouldn't be a big deal. But Reynolds was pleased how the MLB Network cards came out in the set.
Well, it's a surprise. You know, I didn't know they could pull it off, and they look great. So it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to taking it home and letting the kids see it. As a player, it's different, you know, because you grow up wanting to be on a Topps baseball card. But Greg Amsinger, trust me, this is like the crowning achievement for him. He's been the biggest Topps nut, and he'll be handing these things out everywhere he goes. It will now be a business card for him. Hi, I'm Greg Amsinger. Here's me. And that's what he will be handing out, I guarantee it. So pretty cool accomplishment.
You talked about how close you guys all are on the set, that you've become great friends.
We have great relationships. I think that's been the glue to the network, and it seems like everybody who's come into the fold, great people, we got great relationships. We're friends off the set. Greg and I are actually really close. We live in the same city. Our kids are friends. We go to dinner. But when you work with somebody till 1 in the morning, like 8 months out of the year, you better be pretty good friends. So But it's not just the guys on the desk, it's behind the scenes as well, you know, with everybody. And that's all of the uniqueness of all our shows.
I've also seen you enjoying the NHL Network being home here, and you getting on the fake ice as well.
Yeah, the guys are great, and the fake ice is cool. But, you know, I grew up in Oregon. We didn't play a lot of hockey, and I know they have street hockey out here and stuff like that. It's pretty cool to try to shoot those pucks at a real net. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you think the Cubs winning the World Series has put a renewed surge in baseball in general?
No doubt about it. It's almost like it blew the lid off. And it was a great World Series. It went 7 games. So in this day and age now where there's so much competition for the other sports and other things to watch on TV. You know, when we were growing up, it was like football season, you watch football. Basketball, you watch basketball. Baseball, you watch baseball. Now they all overlap. We got Daytona Day coming up. And, you know, you name it, the NCAA basketball tournament. Everything's bigger now than what it used to be. And soccer's came into the country as well. So to get people to pay attention to our sport, you're going to have big events. And the Cubs and the World Series with the Cleveland Indians going to Game 7, that's exactly what baseball needed.
This is a big event for Topps. What was your favorite Harold Reynolds Topps card?
You know what? I think the very first one, my rookie card, I remember the first time I saw it, I knew exactly where I was at. They took it was in the Kingdom, and I knew the facial expression. I was ticked off because I wasn't playing. And I knew exactly what that was. And then moving forward, it was like going to spring training. It was like, you have photo day, and then the Topps guy shows up. It's like, all right. And every time Topps shows up, I'm smiling on my card from now on. You know, so you knew they were taking the photos, that the still ones that you pose for. The game ones are always a little bit better, but you don't get to pick those. But the ones I posed for, I made sure it was something's going to be good.
I asked Craig this. If you could trade in your broadcasting baseball card, it's worth millions, say, to get any other baseball card that Topps made, what would you trade for?
Well, I was a huge Rod Carew fan. So I think a great Topps card of Rod Carew is probably one that I'd treasure and hold on to.
You're a guy who loves history. This is just a wonderful job for you because you get to experience it, relive it, think about it every day.
Every day. And the beauty of it that takes it another step further for me is I get to meet all these guys. You know, all the iconic people that I grew up wondering, what's Willie Mays like? I get to meet Willie, hang out with him. You know, when we go to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, to be able to walk around all those guys and they know you and you know them, that's really quite an honor. And to have that from Willie Mays to Carlos Correa, you know, or Bregman or whoever it might be that comes up, to get to know everybody. So I've covered a lot of baseball history and I feel like it's part of me, so it's really cool.
I didn't get to see what was written about you on the back of the card. Do you know what it says?
I didn't know they wrote on the back of the cards. I'll have to read it. I have no idea. But I didn't write it, so I may have to rewrite it if it's not something I like.
Harold, we appreciate your time. Continued success.
Thanks, my man.
Before we left, Harold Reynolds and I looked at the back of his card. He was pleased with the stats and notes. You can find out more about the baseball card set at Topps.com. Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the shows by going to WBGO.org/Sports Jam or find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on iTunes. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.